the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dearly beloved, Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." In the last chapter of Mark, our Lord promises, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved." And the Apostle Peter has written, "Baptism now saves us." The Word of God also teaches that we are all conceived and born sinful and under the power of the devil until Christ claims us as his own. "Therefore depart, you unclean spirit, and make way for the Holy Spirit, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Receive the sign of the cross both upon your forehead and upon your heart, to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified." Let us pray. O Almighty and Eternal God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray on behalf of your servant Archer, who asks for the gift of your baptism and desires your eternal grace through spiritual rebirth. Receive him, Lord, according to your promise. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. Now give your blessing to him who asks and open the door to him who knocks, so that he may obtain the eternal blessing of this heavenly bath and receive the promised kingdom that you give through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty and eternal God, according to your strict judgment, you condemned the unbelieving world through the flood. Yet according to your great mercy, you preserved believing Noah and his family, 8 souls in all. You drowned hard-hearted Pharaoh and all his host in the Red Sea, yet led your people Israel through the water on dry ground, foreshadowing this washing of your holy baptism. Through the baptism of the Jordan of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, you sanctified and instituted all waters to be a blessed flood and a lavish washing away of sin. We pray that you would behold Archer according to your boundless mercy and bless him with true faith by the Holy Spirit, that through this saving flood all sin in him which was inherited from Adam and which he himself has committed since would be drowned and die. Grant that he be kept safe and secure in the holy ark of the Christian Church, being separated from the multitude of unbelievers and serving your name at all times with a fervent spirit and a joyful hope, so that with all believers in your promise he would be declared worthy of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. They brought young children to Jesus that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." And he took them up in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. Let us pray together the Lord's Prayer over Archer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Archer, do you renounce the devil?
Yes, I renounce him.
Do you renounce all his works?
Yes, I renounce them.
Do you renounce all his ways?
Yes, I renounce them.
Do you believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth?
Yes, I believe.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and was buried. He descended into hell on the third day. He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead.
Yes, I
Do you believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting?
Yes, I believe.
Archer, do you desire to be baptized?
Yes, I do.
Archer, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and the Spirit, has forgiven you of all your sins, strengthen you with his grace to life everlasting. Amen. Peace be with you. Amen. We will continue with the introit. Rejoice in the Lord always.
Again,
I will hope continually. My mouth will tell of the righteous acts of your deeds of salvation all the day.
Their number is past my knowledge.
With the mighty deeds of the Lord I will come.
I will remind them of your righteousness, yours alone.
O God, from my youth you have taught me.
And I still proclaim your wondrous deeds.
So even to old age and gray hairs, O God, do not forsake me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Rejoice in the Lord always.
Again, I will say, rejoice.
Glory be to
be to God on high.
The Lord be with you.
And
us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we implore you to hear our prayers and to lighten the darkness of our hearts by your gracious visitation. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading for the third Sunday in Advent comes from Isaiah chapter 35. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom like the crocus. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands, and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who have an anxious heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute sing for joy. For waters break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. In the haunt of jackals where they lie down, the grass shall become reeds and rushes. And a highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Way of Holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. It shall belong to those who walk on the way. Even if they are fools, they shall not go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beasts come upon it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from James, chapter 5. Be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient about it, until it receives the early and the late rains. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not grumble against one another, brothers, so that you may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. As an example of suffering and patience, brothers, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Behold, we consider those blessed who remained steadfast. You have heard of the steadfastness of Job. And you have seen the purpose of the Lord, how the Lord is compassionate and merciful. This is the word of the Lord. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion.
Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem.
Behold, your king is coming to you.
Righteous and having salvation.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
From the house of the Lord be blessed.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 11th chapter.
Thank you.
When John heard in prison about the deeds of Christ, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" And Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. And the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them. And blessed is the one who is not offended by me." As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds concerning John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Behold, those who wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, 'Behold, I send my messengers before your face, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly, I say to you, among those born of women, there has arisen no one greater than John the Baptist. Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violent had taken it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you are willing to accept it, he is Elijah who is to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Here endeth the gospel.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Lord Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient about it, until it receives the early and the late rains. You also be patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. John must exercise this patience. For the Baptist is imprisoned by Herod for telling the king that it is not lawful for him to have his brother's wife as his own. John knows the prophets well. He himself is the last of their number before the coming of the prophet. The prophet prophesied by Moses to arise, the prophet who is the Word of God, the divine heavenly Logos himself, comes to man to reveal himself definitively, and to definitively and once for all reveal the will and nature of God. John knows the prophets. He knows the prophecy of Isaiah and clings to it in his imprisonment. Be strong, fear not. Do not fear men or what they can do to you. Do not fear Herod or his conniving wife. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. The wicked will be judged. Indeed, God will come and save you. He will save you from the hands of wicked men and rain his vengeance upon them. For as Proverbs says, God hates the hands that shed innocent blood. But beyond all that, he will come in his Son to destroy all the works of the devil. The works of the devil, that is, sin, and the calamitous disasters that flow from sin, by the deception of that hellish serpent and the willing participation of man in that deception, sin entered into the world. And from sin follows the violence and the tyranny of man, hunger, and all sorts of bodily diseases, blindness, deafness, various illnesses, and finally, death itself. God will destroy the works of the devil. And so it is that Isaiah prophesies that when God comes in the Messiah, the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute sing for joy. For the waters breathe forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. John knows the prophecies, and he knows he must be patient as he waits for the precious fruit of faith. He must wait for the early and the late rains alike. But even in prison, as John waits, John continues his prophetic work. He is no longer at liberty to travel and to preach. He is no longer at liberty to call people to repentance on the shore of the Jordan. He is no longer able to baptize them for the forgiveness of sins. Indeed, we all must work the works of God while it is day, for night is coming when no one can work. And the little day of John's life is coming to an end. Herodias, Herod's wife, desires his head, and she will have it. As John himself testifies, he must decrease so that Christ might increase. His disciples cannot cling to him forever. They must turn from him and cling to Christ, who is the one to come and is the only one, who is the light which the darkness cannot overcome. And so John, having heard the reports of Jesus' ministry in prison, sends a couple of his disciples to Jesus with a loaded question. Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another? Are you the Messiah foretold by the prophets, the prophet greater than Moses, the eternal priest in the order of Melchizedek? Are you the king, the son of David, who will rule on a throne forever? Are you the Son who comes to destroy the works of the devil and to bring the vengeance of the Lord, the recompense of God? Not that John needed the answer to this question, but his disciples did. They needed to hear Jesus himself speak, to see his works, that they might know that he is the one to come. Although being in prison, hearing the reports of Jesus' preaching and healing and feeding, I imagine John is wondering when and where is that vengeance and that recompense. He could really use some of that judgment upon the wicked right about now. But he must be patient. The farmer waits for the fruit of the earth, receiving the early and the late rains alike. For the coming of Christ is twofold. The early rains arrive in his first coming when he comes in mercy. The late rains will arrive when he comes again in judgment. On that day, all who clung to him by faith will receive the full harvest of righteousness. Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another? And Jesus' answer is clear as day. Go and tell John what you hear and see. My words and my works testify to all who have ears to hear and all who have eyes to see who I am and what I am about. The blind receive their sight and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up and the poor have good news preached to them. And blessed is the one who is not offended by me. Yes, all the prophets spoke their testimony from this day all the way back to Eden. All that they spoke is being fulfilled in your hearing and in your sight. Go tell John that I am he. I am the one who is to come. Come to crush the serpent's head and free the children of Adam. My works testify to who I am and what I am about. And I have come first in mercy. Now, I bring this up somewhat often, but I bring it up often because it's important for us to remember. Miracles are almost never just about the miracle themselves. They always point to something beyond them. They are connected to teaching and in themselves also teach. And so when Jesus says that the blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, etc., what does this say about Jesus? What are these miracles pointing to? At the simplest level, they confess that Jesus is the Messiah. The prophet said that the Messiah would do these things, and here is Jesus doing these things. But at a deeper level, if we look at the character of these miracles, we can see that they also tell us what Christ has come to do in his incarnation, the nature of his first coming, that he has come in mercy to bring the gospel, good news preached to all who are poor in spirit. We can see this by comparing the works of Christ and the miracles of Christ to the miracles of Moses, who himself prophesied of the coming of Christ as a prophet who is like him but greater than himself. Moses was the greatest of the Old Testament prophets, and God worked many mighty miracles through Moses. But the chief character of the revelation that came through Moses was the giving of the law. And the law, when delivered to sinful men, makes the heart terrified and pronounces the wrath of God against sin. And so the miracles of Moses, while miraculous, while good and for the preservation and freedom of the people, are often terrifying. They point as signs to the type of message that Moses delivers. But as John, not the Baptist, but the evangelist, says, the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Christ comes to bring the gospel, which grants God's grace and the forgiveness of sins on account of his vicarious satisfaction. The gospel is preached to anxious hearts and gives them peace. And so while the miracles of Moses, who brings the law, are terrifying, the miracles of Christ, who brings the gospel, are comforting miracles. Moses changed water into blood, but Christ made wine out of water. The former is frightening, the latter is joyous. Moses produced locusts to consume the fruit and the grain of Egypt. Christ feeds the 4,000 and the 5,000 in the wilderness. The first, a curse. The second, a blessing. Moses brought forth plague. Christ takes away all kinds of illness and bodily disease. Moses brought darkness over all the land of Egypt. However, Christ shines with uncreated light. Moses announced to Pharaoh the death of the firstborn in Egypt, but Christ awakened the dead. He himself, as the firstborn of all the dead, of all who have faith in him, he died in their place so that they might live. Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another? Yes, I am the one to come, Jesus answers, and I come in mercy. Go and tell John, I am he. I am the one who is to come. I am the bread of life and the light of the world. I am the door of the sheep and the good shepherd. I am the way, the truth, the resurrection, and the life. Blessed is the one who is not offended by me, for I am the true vine. Whoever abides in me has eternal life. I am the Son of God manifest to destroy the works of the devil, to destroy death by my death, to free those in bondage to sin by the shedding of my blood. I have come to bring life and immortality to light, to preach the gospel to the poor in spirit, who are broken by the law. I am the salvation of God, who takes the vengeance and recompense of the Lord upon myself, so that you, Archer, wherever you are, Archer, and all of you, who are baptized into my death and resurrection might be righteous and holy forever. John will have to wait, as we wait for the return of the Lord in judgment. The latter rains will come, but we do not have to fear that day. You also be patient, James says to us. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Establish your hearts in the promise of the gospel. For in the absolution, in the forgiveness of sins, Christ has already rendered his end-time judgment upon us early, as we witness today in Archer's baptism. Christ has said to you, you are forgiven, you are righteous, you are a beloved child of God, and Christ does not lie. He cannot. He is the one to come. In the name of Jesus, amen. You may rise for the offertory.
Thank you.
Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord, you are the source of all joy. Even the wilderness and the dry land shall be glad at your appearance. Sustain us in the time of waiting for your will and purpose to unfold in these latter days. Give us patience under trials and hope that endures the changes and chances of this mortal life. Lord, in your mercy. O God, you have sent messengers to prepare the way of your Son's coming. Grant us ears to hear and hearts to believe the words delivered by pastors and missionaries such as the Reverend Brian and all who hear your word. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Lord, you have instituted the home to be a refuge for husbands and wives, and a place of growth and safety for children. Especially do we pray for Archer, who has been brought into your kingdom by baptismal grace. Look with favor upon the Shum household and all the homes of our land, and grant that the faith might be delivered from one generation to the next. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, give guidance to those entrusted with positions of leadership in government. Protect servicemen and women who defend us against the enemies of our nation, such as Sean, and those who enact and enforce laws that protect us. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, our God, the prophet Isaiah looked for the day when blind eyes would see, deaf ears would hear, lame legs would leap, and mute tongues would sing. Until the final day of restoration, draw near to all who have requested our prayers, especially Pauline, Kelly, Cindy, Pam, Jared and Brenna, Kathy, Angie, Jordan, and Aubrey. Give them healing according to your gracious will. Bind up those who grieve, that they may look for the resurrection of the flesh. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Lord, you give strength to those who are anxious. Give us hearts that trust in you at all times. Grant us courage to confront our doubts and fears with your word. And give us strength to fulfill our vocations of worship, witness, prayer, and works of mercy. Lord, in your mercy. O God, your love invites us to rejoice in your goodness. In every circumstance of life, teach us the joy that comes from knowing your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and eagerly expecting his gracious visitation. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Blessed Lord, who has caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in our Savior Jesus Christ, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Thank you. couple of announcements this very chilly third Sunday in Advent. Congratulations, first and foremost, to Archer on your baptism this morning. Keep him in your prayers. Congratulate his parents and keep Brett in your prayers as well as he continues to pray for Archer as Archer is brought up in the church and makes his way towards the table and Holy Communion. The Christmas committee is continuing to accept donations for the children's Christmas Eve treat bag, so please see Holly, Jessica, Caitlin, or Angie if you want to give some money for that. The next recital practice is December 17th, 6 to 7, then Saturday, December 20th. So all kids in the Christmas program, make sure you're there for those rehearsals so that we have all our songs down and can put on a great Christmas Eve recital for everyone to proclaim the joy of Jesus' birth. If you signed up for the Ladies' Aid Christmas dinner, do not forget it's this Tuesday. Don't miss out on good food and fellowship and all the good stuff that goes on at the Christmas dinner. Christmas Day service is at 10 a.m. The offering envelopes are ready for pickup in the parish hall. And also, as we approach the end of the year and the beginning of a new year in January, we'll be having our elections for our church officers. We still have a couple spots that need to be filled, so if you have not already volunteered to run for an office, I ask that you please consider it. Of course, supporting the church with monetary donations is important, but one of the most important ways you can serve is by serving with your time and effort to make sure that the things of the church are running so that the ministry of the gospel can go out. So if you have not decided to run for a position, please consider it. And if it's a particularly hard one, like treasurer, there's going to be more rewards in heaven for that. So go ahead and consider running for treasurer. And if people get angry at you, that's suffering, so that means a bigger jewel in heaven too. So go ahead and consider speaking to Kevin if you're open to running for something, or if you've been asked and have decided you didn't want to do it, perhaps rethink it. And thank you to everyone who has already volunteered to run for an office. Your service is much appreciated and is very vital for the continuing of the ministry of the church. Any other announcements that I have forgotten? Okay, depart in peace.